What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, I'd have to go with the U.S. dollar. That's trading up to highs we haven't seen for a year. That continues to push with some strength about, you know, the strong economy, but then also with some political pushing as well. And I also have to say cattle. They put in a really good week last week, especially the feeder cattle, gaining over $5 and picking up a lot of strength off of mainly because of strong demand out in the auction rings as a lot of, there's aggressive buyers because of the excess feed that we've got.
So what's on the other side of the ledger? What's not hot in this market?
You know, I'd have to go with soybeans. I mean, you know, we saw the soybeans break below support on Thursday. We tried to get back up above it on Friday and then again overnight here on Monday night or Sunday night, not being able to hold on to those gains. So soybeans right now traded down below their support line. I'd say they're not in the hot territory. Corn as well, as corn continues to struggle. I'd say it's holding its own, but it's trading below its support line. And, of course, you've got all three wheat exchanges pushing a little bit higher here in the overnight on Sunday, but still trading close to their contract lows.
Sure, a lot of political news as the new administration starts naming off cabinet picks and those kind of things. Does that, at the backdrop, have any influence on the marketplace?
You know, it does. I mean, and I think that's part of why we're seeing some of the pressure that we've seen here in the last week. Bean oil turned from being a strong market into a weak market because of concerns about the EPA director, as he's not friendly to the biofuel side. And, of course, you know, looking at tariffs for soybeans, I think that's put some pressure in on the soybean market. So there definitely is a little bit of spillover into it. But right now, it's just, you know, thoughts of what could happen. We really don't know what is going to happen quite yet, but the market has to react to what's potential.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.